We did come then recently to the sale of the newspaper.
Yes.
And all the holdings of the family.
Right.
And they sold to the Anschutz Corporation, owned by Philip Anschutz.
Yes, out in Denver.
And he's known for his conservative values as well.
This is what I understand, although I've never met him.
Were you involved then in the sale of all that?
Well, the foundations had their ownership positions in the publishing company, so we were, but we were working with Christie, and as I said, I never even met
Mr. Anschutz.
No.
Did you, as you were going through all that, think, I wonder what E.K. is thinking right now about this sale, and would he have approved it?
I think he absolutely would have approved it. The situation was so different than it even was 10 years ago. There are so many changes. Christie did a fine job.
Christie
Gaylord Evers. That's Edward L.'s daughter and E.K.'s granddaughter. She was the president of the paper until it was sold. I mean, she was handling it for the family.
So E.K. would have blessed this. He would have thought, I think this is the right thing to do.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, here's somebody that can carry it on, and he's as conservative as I am. And I think he would have been so proud of Christie and the way she handled everything, and it was just the best thing to do.
Because that was all their holdings. It wasn't just a newspaper. It was everything.
Everything.
Right. But then the two foundations were already separated before this came about.
Oh, yeah. They were Edith's deals. They didn't have anything to do with
it. Today, 2012, you're a chairman of the foundation board of directors.
I'm chairman of the foundation board of directors of Inasmuch and of Ethics and Excellence in Journalism.
And your son, then, is president.
He's president and CEO of both of those foundations.
What do you think about this relationship that you started at that law firm? And by the way, I'm struck by the fact one of its clients was Santa Fe, which was the train that your grandfather came into the land run on. Sometimes it seems like something's all meant to be when you look back. And that you started that relationship and here today can continue to do such great work through these two foundations. It has to make you feel pretty good.
Well, you're very kind, but I do feel very good. I enjoy it very much. I can't tell you how much fun it is working with Bob. The fact that he could fire me in any instance is terrifying, you know, but you know him, and like I tell everybody, of course he can do that, but then he's out of the well. Anyway, it gives me great pleasure. I look forward to coming down every morning.
It's just that the trust that you as a young man were able to establish is where it really started, because if he didn't like you, you would have been out of here.
Well, I would have. But actually, Streeter Flynn was my senior partner at the firm. That he's one that had the relationship with Mr. Gaylord. Being with E.K. was very special. It was very special. And as I look back, you don't realize how special things are at the time. But as I look back, the whole thing was just, it was just great.
Why do you think you two worked well together, you and E.K.?
I don't know. I admired him terrific, but I don't know what he saw in me. There had to be something there for the whole thing to work out. I mean, it's obvious that anybody in town would have liked that as much as I did, but it was just a very pleasant situation. I never felt anything except the joy of doing a good job for him, and he recognized it.
Yeah.
I guess to cap it all off when he died, Lil and I were out in California on a vacation in San Francisco, and Edith called, so we flew back home. And
what year and month was that?
75, May. Nobody had been in his office. Ed hadn't even gone up there. So we went up in his office, opened it up, and he had taken a nap on this kind of a day bed in his office because his back is always hurting him. And here, crumpled up, was a copy of his will. He'd been reading it. There was the instrument that I'd worked hard on, and he'd left it there on the floor. I don't know how often he read it, but I don't know. It's just all a mystery, but a very pleasant one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he understood the tremendous respect you had for him and just your very demeanor. We sometimes don't know why two people click,
you know,
but there's a spirit there.
He was 101 when he died, you know, and by that time I was 45. My birthday was May the 9th. He died the last of May. I don't know. We just hit it off for some reason.
What are you most proud of as you look back on your life?
Oh, I think my kids. I'm proud of Bob. I'm proud of my other children and my grandchildren. I'm proud of my city. I sit up here in this room. I like to eat lunch in here at this table where we are right now looking at this. It's so pretty. And I remember my dad used to say they skinny dipped, he and his brothers, in 1895 when they were 5 years old. That's all they had. I mean, they didn't have nice pools or anything. They had that old park down there. And it was so crummy all these years. And you just sit here and look at it. It's so handsome now.
This is all targeted to students and people of history and so forth. What kind of advice would you give to students, young people, graduating from college and are heading out?
Well, everyone's different, and I think that every person has to follow their own thoughts and wishes, but I would suggest they look around them and see if where they are isn't every bit as good as going somewhere else. If you have the opportunity here in Oklahoma to stay and get established, why don't you give some thought to giving that a chance? Because I think it'll pay off greatly for you. It did for me. Take advantage of it, because I think there's an awful lot right here.
How would you like to be remembered?
I guess I'd like to be remembered as a devoted Oklahoman.
Is there anything other than money?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. There's grief, strife, woe, misery, poverty, sickness, disease, hatred, scorn, and I could go on and on. Bob put you up to that. I knew he did.
Well, I want to thank you for this very fascinating time we've spent with you. You've touched on the Civil War. You've touched on the land run. You have connection to World War I, to World War II. To follow your career, it's been very fascinating, this journey that we've taken with you today, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for this interview and giving me the opportunity to do this. It's been very pleasant for me.